Let's move on to more news out of Washington, because with 2 weeks to go before August recess, Congress is trying to check off a few big-ticket items on its to-do list this week. The House of Representatives will take up a short-term fix to the Highway Trust Fund, but the Senate has different ideas on how to pay for road improvements across the country. The House will also vote on whether or not to give Speaker John Boehner the authority to sue President Obama for issuing executive orders that made changes to the Affordable Care Act without Congress. And legal, political, and healthcare analysts are all awaiting a separate and potentially more important ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals that could upend the ACA's system of health insurance subsidies. So with us from the nation's capital to talk about all of this is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Good to talk to you again, Ron.
Thank you, Magna.
So first, let's start off with the big push for finding revenue for the Highway Trust Fund, which runs out of money at the end of this month. What is that short-term fix that the House is going to be looking at?
It consists of several things that might be called dogs and cats, or things that might be called breaking your kid's piggy bank to pay for the highways. They don't want to tackle the big issue of a long-term increase in the gasoline tax, which is the basic way that this fund gets money. It's 18 cents a gallon. They're very afraid in an election year of raising that, even though a few brave souls in the Senate have talked about it. The president doesn't even want to get on board for raising the gasoline tax. So they're going after a couple of other things, changing the way that companies are taxed on the pension funding that they do, that companies that do have pensions, and also some customer user fees here and there in the government, and the transfer of $1 billion from something that is called the Lust Fund, which sounds pretty promising as a source of revenue, except it turns out to be about LUST, leaking underground storage tanks.
So it sounds like essentially kicking the can down the road a bit, even if the road is full of potholes and broken signs.
That's right, Magna. That's very much like that.
Okay. Well, let's move on then to this question of whether or not House Speaker John Boehner should get authority from the House to sue President Obama for using executive orders to make changes to the Affordable Care Act, including these changes were delaying the employer mandate that was required by the ACA. Well, first of all, why does the Speaker need to get the House's approval? Why doesn't he just sue the President directly?
Theoretically, he could just sue the president directly, but why not get the authority of the House to do it? Because then he's suing on behalf of the entire House of Representatives, which theoretically does represent the entire United States, and it has a great deal more authority in so doing. And look, you know, the president has actually issued fewer executive orders than any president since Grover Cleveland in the 19th century. And, you know, John Boehner says that doesn't matter. It's not the number that's important. It's pushing the envelope on some of these specific authorities. And there's an irony, of course, in suing the president for delaying a mandate on employers that the Republicans in the House would repeal and would get rid of entirely and were always opposed to. But they're saying that the president was making the law a little bit more palatable for the American people, and that that shouldn't have been allowed without coming back to Congress and allowing them to tinker with it as well. So this is really about executive power versus legislative power. And there are a lot of big issues coming down the pike in the next few months, in the next, well, the last 2.5 years of this presidency. And the House doesn't want the president to use executive authority to deal with those things.
So I understand the political calculus that you just laid out. But given all that and the long-running tension between executive and legislative power, if the speaker actually gets the authority to go forward with this lawsuit, do you think he will sue the president?
Oh, no question. I think this is what the speaker has decided to do to deal with his own political situation. He wants to keep the pressure on the president with respect to the use of the executive power and try to reel that in, if he possibly can, push that back. And at the same time, he also needs a device with which to hold off talk from some of the harder core elements within his House Republican conference who want to talk about impeachment. And I think John Boehner's been around long enough to know that that's not going to be a big help. That is not approved by the general public. It's not even approved by most Republicans. It's not even approved by most House Republicans. And so it's a loser, and he doesn't want to go down that road. And instead of that, he offers them this lawsuit, which keeps them in the news and keeps the pressure on the president.
Now, Ron, a lot of people are calling a case that's currently before the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit, Halbig versus Burwell, basically one of the most fundamental challenges to the president's signature health care reform law, because it challenges those federal subsidies in the form of tax credits that could be made available to folks who need help with the program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
A close reading of the Obamacare law, the Affordable Care Act, says that those programs, those health care exchanges that were set up by states, can give subsidies to people who need subsidies in order to afford health care. 34 states did not set up those exchanges, and so the federal government by default stepped in and set them up. The question is whether or not the federal government legally had that authority. If it didn't, an awful lot of people who got care under Obamacare would lose their federal subsidy and lose their health insurance. That would be a really big deal.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. Ron, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
And Meghna, a little bit of breaking news from where I am today here in Urbana, Illinois, something that doesn't often happen on the East Coast and reminds me that I'm in the Midwest. We're under a severe thunderstorm watch today. This would be the third one since I've been here over the weekend. This would be the third one on Saturday morning for several hours, just a downpour of rain, about 6 inches of rain in some places, a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, flooded streets, and a lot of people now dealing with flooded basements.
Wow. Here. And those cinematic skies, too.
I know. Thankfully, they didn't, there weren't any funnel clouds in that one.
Yeah.
But stay with us. This is Here and Now.